Hello, this poem's entitled Sign of the Times. We know who they are, we see them all around, constantly shuffle their feet, Uggs never leave the ground. They wear baggy hoodies to hide the rolls of fat, but give them a second glance. Oi, what are you looking at? You can't afford these, is normally their opening line, whilst jiggling their tits, but you're not really inclined. Aye, girl, summer, I'm as fit as fuck me, is the usual response as they wail like a banshee. They manage to shout this without fag leaving lips, then tries to act provocatively by thrusting out her hips. All of this is done with a small child in tow, but it does absolutely nothing to halt the expletive flow. The words just empty out like water down a drain, but there's no fucking plug to stem the refrain. You look all around to see who she's referring to, no other folk in sight, so assume it must be you. You look down at the pushchair and see a scruffy mite, dummy welded in its mouth, it should be in hers, the gobshite. You wonder what a life this child is starting to lead, a constant diet of bilge this mother is starting to feed. Does it start off early with benefit-funded Sky TV, while mum lies on the couch and smokes a fag or three? She cheers on her peers, pouring out their bile. It's the highlight of her day, watching Jezza Kyle. The nightmare vision is halted by an ear-shattering sound. This woman is mouthing off again, nothing profound. Are you still fucking looking? You've got a fucking nerve. Are you eyeing up my booty, you dirty fucking perv? You try to extricate yourself, but you're not really sure how. You come down to her level. Oh, fuck off, you silly cow. You think of your own family to try and pull you through. Your biggest regret is, though, she breathes the same air as you.